Just to spend too many hours working in the operations of your business instead of working more on the business and bringing in more clients and more money, are you still getting sucked into all these little tasks that actually you shouldn't be doing, instead someone else should be doing them? Then I'm going to show you exactly how to hire the right assistants, the right freelancers to delegate these types of tasks that you shouldn't be doing, so you can spend more time on the business, on the stuff that you actually want to do, and the stuff that moves the needle forward and brings in the cash for your business. Let's dive into it.
Welcome to a new episode of the Consistent Performance Podcast. Being successful as an agency owner or online entrepreneur is not just about accumulating more and more information, but it's about better implementation and execution. Because when you're able to be truly consistent with the right habits and actions, both in your business as well as your life in general, that's when the magic happens. That's why on this podcast, we give you the right strategies and frameworks for you to be able to achieve consistent energy and consistent performance, so that you're able to grow your business the most efficient and effective way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. I'm your host, Killian Markert. Let's get started.
All right, this is Killian with Consistent Scaling, and I'm going to show you a complete training on how you can hire virtual assistants and more specialized freelancers for outsourcing these low to medium skill and low to medium dollar per hour tasks, so you don't have to do them anymore, and why that's the most effective way before you start to hire more specialized employees for your business. So let's get right into it. So first of all, we're going to go into what VAs are, what specialized freelancers are, who to hire, where to hire, how to hire, how to onboard. So completely, I'll guide you through. We have the whole SOP here for you. So let's dive into it. First of all, we have a delegation framework. We can link the link as well. That's another video. Now, there's basically three types of tasks and areas to delegate based on skill required. Now, you have low skill and dollar per hour tasks. These are basically tasks that a general virtual assistant can take over for you, that you get full time and in a range of even $3 to $6, depending if offshore. Otherwise, it can be also more, depending on where the person is located and what countries you're hiring from. For example, general tracking tasks, review, quality control, communication tasks, simple things that are, you know, copy paste, manual, that cannot be automated. Someone else in your business can take them over. Now, the second one is medium skill and dollar per hour tasks. For this, you would get a more specialized virtual assistant or freelancer. And then the more skill is necessary for the task, so let's say video editing, email marketing, specific skill, coding, website design, and so on, the more you need someone specialized in this. So this can be part or full-time, and the range is usually from $10 to $50 per hour, depending on what we're looking for. Video editing, for example, is more like 10, and then, you know, it can go up for coding and heavy specialized services even more than that. Also, how long the project is, what scale and so on is necessary. Obviously, then you have the third one, which is very high skill and dollar per hour tasks. And these are usually tasks for high skill, strategic, experience-based, and often client-facing responsibilities. And then you would hire this to local talent, probably. You can also be remote, but then you would go through a more A-player hiring system, and you wouldn't consider these assistants, right? These would be full-time employees, people that have positions like senior account managers and so on. We have a whole training on this as well. Now, let's stick with these one, low to medium skilled tasks. And here's the great news. So you can have different areas of the business be split up. So you could have, for example, a general VA helping with lead gen and doing just some tracking and some copy paste, while you have an actual trained appointment setter call people, do the outbound, and actually set appointments for you, right? Same thing. Let's say you have need help in fulfillment. You can have a general VA help up with setting up ad campaigns, just following SOPs and some manual clicking, while you then have a more specific media buyer, account manager actually doing the client calls, the meetings, and make these bigger decisions. So you split it up. You don't have to wait. Most people, they just wait until they hire that account manager. Until then, you do all the clicking stuff yourself. And then later you expect the account manager to do everything. Well, you shouldn't be doing that. None of you should be doing that. That stuff should either be automated or someone, an assistant, takes this over. So don't think all or nothing. Identify low and then medium dollar per hour tasks and start already delegating something now. Don't wait until you have the perfect high skilled person. Now, here's examples. General task tracking. This is perfect for general VA. Even for marketing, you could get certain freelancers that help you with these areas, like writing copy, email marketing assistant, social media management, podcast outreach, partner outreach, community management, SEO, lead gen prospecting, simple follow-ups, connection requests on social media, you know, helping with setup of certain cold email outreach tasks and so on. You should get assistance for this and don't do all of the stuff yourself. Same thing with operations, client onboarding tasks, simple tasks, spreadsheet, info, sending stuff out can all be documented in SOP, automated, and what can't be automated, someone takes over. Creation of campaigns for clients, reviews, launch optimization, and so on. This more specialized freelancers can provide assistance in this. They don't have to take over everything, but they can help a big bunch of you. And then we have another training on how to hire a freelancer or an assistant who is specialized in setting up automations. Everybody talks about it. Yeah, set up Make, set up Zapier, set up all these automations. But you don't have time for that. You need to hire someone who sets that stuff up for you. And we have a full training on how to do that. So they actually set up these automations for you, because it's not that simple. And if you're not a tech savvy person, you shouldn't spend your time on this. And you should actually spend more time on growing the business instead. Now, same thing with design and tech, graphic design, video editing, website building. So many people, they stay stuck building their own website, adding around with that, building funnels and stuff like this. This could be easily outsourced to specialized freelancers that we're going to show you in a second. Software stuff. Same thing, bookkeeping, calendar management, inbox management. We have a complete training we can link here as well in the videos about personal assistants, how they help you with personal tasks. Now let's talk about hiring availability. Always prefer to do full-time because you can have one person take over different tasks from different areas. Depends where you're hiring them from, but can be as low as $4 to $5 per hour. And then, of course, can be higher depending on where you're hiring from, for sure. But it's totally easy to justify this, and you will have a super quick return on this if you stop spending time on these low dollar per hour tasks. And then have commitment to your team, treat them as a full-time team member. And the same thing for more specialized freelancers, let's say video editors, then you also try to give them as many hours as possible so they're actually, you know, committed to your business. That's the most important thing. Then part-time you do only if it's more specialized tasks, you can't do full-time hours. Then if you don't have any experience, you start with hiring a few freelancers assistants to see which one works out the best. And there's more things to take into consideration. For example, it's better than nothing. You know, some people, they start overthinking and don't hire anybody. It's better to hire someone part-time than nothing, right? So full-time is most cases better, but part-time is better than nothing. We also included a complete budget calculator, who you can hire, how much it will cost you. So it's also a free tool in here, super powerful as well, to help you decide how many people you can hire, how aggressively you want to hire, and do the calculation in there as well. Now let's jump into who to hire. So for general VAs, here are the profiles we're looking for. They should be loyal, hardworking, polite, organized, attention to detail, fast, diligent, can execute from SOPs, good with administrative tasks, and fluent in English, if that's your primary language. And then here's a couple of traits we learned over the years that are important, what you should look for and what you should avoid. So you can directly use this to screen the right candidates. Super powerful, especially self-motivated, you know, figures out problems by themselves, attention to detail, gets better over time, easy to communicate with, and so on. So super powerful for you to check this out in the full SOP. Experience based in these tools, usually ideally 2 years or more of experience, 2 years or more. And then also looking at certain locations from the Philippines, we have found really good talent, super good people there. If you look for English speaking remote talent, and if you screen properly, you can find great people. For Spanish requirements, Colombia, South America is great. For German, for example, you can find actually talent in Europe, Eastern Europe as well has great talent. And there's more talents also locally that you can hire, depending on where you live. Then the budget range is just a little bit different one, but it can be done for all of them, right? So there's a lot of good locations right now with hungry people that are talented, and there's a lot of options to choose from. For more specialized freelancers, we have a separate training here, like let's say video editors, operation assistants. If you want that full training, comment below, let us know as well. and we can hook you up with that as well. Okay. We also have a full training on assistance from the Philippines, what you should pay attention to, what is important. And so, you know, you can directly treat them well and find the right people. And then let's go into where to hire. For this type of position, the easiest is simply Upwork. Fast, easy, big pool of talent would always start here. There is some backup pages that we linked here, but Upwork is always the best. The other is asking your network, because people that know VAs, usually those VAs know more VAs that they can refer you out. That's what most VA agencies do anyway. And then also you could get a VA agency to get you someone, but actually we recommend to go through the process yourself and they have much more control. So do it yourself here with what we explain. And then again, the more specialized, high skilled and local, to have a bigger talent pool, you can test LinkedIn, job boards through own ads. We have a full training here, the full high player hiring system, but mostly it's not generally necessary for virtual assistants or freelancers.
Short break. Don't worry, guys. It's going to continue as usual just in a second. If you have already liked and enjoyed the podcast up to this point, then my only ask from you would be to give it a 5-star rating so that we can draw more people to this podcast and have more people enjoy the value in it. Thank you so much.
The most important thing in the hiring mindset is that hiring is a key skill. You know, you can't just outsource that. You need to go through this process yourself once, learn the process, own the process, and then you can bring it in-house and delegate it. You can test different VAs, but make sure that you get people and that you get them and you control the relationship. So you hire them correctly. You're not dependent on any platform or any middleman or something like this. Control the process, control the relationship. It's fine at the beginning to keep them on Upwork. But then over time, you want to transition them, have contracts and all of that. Now, we have a full walkthrough on how to do the hiring that we explain in this SOP. We have a walkthrough linked here, how to actually go about and post a job post on Upwork and how to do the settings. So if you want that, just get the full SOP and we have the links in there. Now, here, a job post template that you can easily copy paste and use yourself. And that will super nicely help you to weed out the right candidates and find the right ones. And that's super proven with some trick questions in there that they actually have to confirm that they read it. It stands out. You know, it's a great job post template. We used ourselves. Our clients have used that and actually given that to us. And so you adapt this to who you're looking for. Then we have recommendations on the job settings. You can easily duplicate this for when you make your own post. And we have an amazing screening questions that have helped us to actually find the right ones and make sure that we weed out the ones who don't pay attention to detail and actually don't have experience. Then you can invite more candidates to the job post to find more quality talent, shortlist the best candidates, screen them based on the questions we provided above, archive the ones that didn't pay attention to detail, didn't use the word that they should use with starting the application. Then basically attention to detail, answer to your screening questions, English skills, and then we show exactly what ratings and what factors on the platform on Upwork you should be paying attention to find the right people. Now, then we have different types of screening. We have different methods and we recommend sending a screening video. You just record a Loom video. We have the whole script in here included. Send the Loom video and basically they have to reply back with a Loom video. And we have some templates and questions you can ask. And this will save you a lot of time because you just record a quick video, send it to all applicants, and the ones who reply best back, they will be screened out. Because if someone can't reply with a Loom video, they're not a good fit. Like if someone can't use Loom, it's going to cost you a lot of time and they can't figure stuff out, then they're not a good fit anyway. So people that can reply with Loom are also people that will be easier to communicate with async and you don't have to jump on a meeting for everything, much easier. So that's a nice screening mechanism. It's all explained in here. And then there's two options, a written interview and Zoom call interview. And so we have, for both options, we have everything explained with even templates you can just copy paste to do the interview. And so that depends a bit on the position you're hiring for, because if it's not so important to be on meetings with the person, it's just a general VA, written can be better because here you see the typing speed and how well they communicate in written form. And it might not be necessary to have Zoom meetings. But if you feel like they should be on meetings as well, you know, that's part of your culture and you want to see how they are to talk to, then you do a Zoom call meeting. So it both depends how much time you have and how much effort you want to put into it. There's two types of options. And we explain the whole process in here, how to do it, how it takes, how long it is, and so on. And then you have all the copy paste messages you can use in here. All the questions as to screen out how long, the experience. You can just copy paste all of them. And we wrote down here below what you should be looking for in their answers. And this is then you start evaluating the red first flags. You know, do they have enough experience? Culture fit and attitude questions. What values describe best how you work? Tell me when you were this, what motivates you the most? What's the biggest challenge you've overcome? Is there anything I should know? So all the key questions you have in, keep in mind, it's all in there. And we have used them all ourselves to screen people out. So you find all of that in the full SOP. And then you do the final evaluation depending on speed, honesty, and gut feeling. And then we have a rating system where they need to tick these boxes in terms of essential foundations. They agree to the rate. They are able to work the schedule. They have enough hours. They have experience and they have enough years of working already. And then they show signs of these values and traits that you're looking for. If they're missing nothing, then perfect. If they miss just one or two, you might still be fine. Otherwise, you just don't make the hire. That way you can make an easy decision. We have the whole rating system and all the questions in there. And then it's the same for the Zoom interview. It's just then in spoken, okay, on a camera. And so then from there, you decide on the best applicant, make the offer, do that on Upwork, and then you transition into the onboarding, management, and communication. Now, for this one, it's important if you hire full-time, continue onboarding with for full-time team members below. We basically have a complete explanation, a training here. So you need to give them access to like a role playbook, an onboarding checklist. And we have an explanation training here as well, how to set this up, like a portal where you give them access, where they need everything, like on Notion, like a checklist, which explains everything. We have it all documented here. They should get part of the access. They should get access to their Slack so that they can actually communicate with you, access to company documentation, culture, communication. How will you communicate? How will you report? What KPIs will they be responsible for? And then you set the right proper expectations from the start. This is absolutely crucial, how the culture and the team works, how you do things, what behavior is expected, what their responsibilities are, when they should be available, when you assign tasks, when you communicate from now on, log on, log off messages to send, what reports to send. We have all of this. We have like complete examples like this in here, you know, log in, log out every day, end of day reports. We have templates for all of this, for the company documentation that we have linked inside here in different trainings we have available. If you're interested in that here as well, let us know. We can hook you up with that too. Now, this is important because most people never set these expectations properly. And then the VAs don't know what to do. There's no proper discipline. So that's why I log in, log out every day. End of day report, checklist tasks, do updates, three strikes policy, right? There's a lot of these things. And all of that stuff, reports, what to send, should all be communicated. Giving them access to a project management tool like ClickUp, short Loom training video, company email, and any other tools they might need. We have complete internal checklists to make sure this onboarding is easy. You can even automate some tasks like that, that you give them access automatically. If it's just you're getting started, you can just do that quickly with a checklist yourself. Takes a few minutes and then it's good to go. But you can also automate some parts of it. The final piece is key elements, communication and managing. It's like you need to set KPIs for them. Otherwise, you know, like for every other member as well, what are they responsible for? Is how is success being measured? That's key. SOP, so they can follow, so they know what they need to do. You need to provide good instruction. That's on you. But then give them autonomy. Show them, you know, don't micromanage them. Have them take, like, show them, hey, these are your KPIs. This is how you do your tasks. Boom, just execute. And then give them autonomy as well. Don't do control every little thing. Invest in their development. Give them access to courses. Give them full trust. You know, there's tools like 1Password, LastPass, and so on, depending on the type of person and what they will take over. For example, credit card details or not. There's different examples in place. But with, you know, you can freeze cards and put limits on there. So it's also no problem. We have a bunch of tools named in here that you could use to give security mechanisms in place. And then also give them access to benefits, right? So meaning treat them like any other full-time member, give them access to paid vacation days and so on. And they will appreciate that as well. Helpful tools are Passmod managers as shown above, Hubstaff for time tracking and payments like Payoneer and Wise and so on, Text Expander for productivity that will help save a lot of time, keyboard shortcuts, give them a walkthrough through that, and then payments can be done through Upwork and later through Wise connected with Hubstaff. Now, meetings and communication, what we recommend is that you use an async culture, meaning mostly text, video, and voice using Loom videos, especially when you're in different time zones. It's super powerful. And most of the communication can be done like that. And then obviously you have meetings for ramping up new hires, more of them at the beginning, weekly team meetings for culture building, department meetings can be more general. For example, daily sales meeting for lead gen VAs, or going over the KPIs where the general VA is on board as well. Right. So, and then once every month having a one-on-one to look at the development and the coaching of the team member.
Did you like this episode and want to learn more? Check out the show notes. In there, you'll find all the links and resources from this episode. But remember, only listening to the podcast will not change much unless you start implementing and executing on what you have learned consistently. Would you like to know if we might be able to help you take your performance to the next level? Then go to killianmarkert.com and apply for your free consultation call. On this call, we'll help you come up with a performance game plan to level up your daily productivity and energy and grow your business the most efficient way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. Head over to killianmarkert.com and apply for your call now.